We're doing the Ein Yaakov on Brachot, Daf Nun Hei, page Pei Gimel Amud Beis in the regular Ein Yaakov editions, page 166. The Gemara had been comparing, the Gemara had been discussing things that grant a person longevity. One of the things the Gemara said is a person who takes his time in the bathroom, that gives him longevity. And the Gemara said, is that really something that's advisable health-wise? V'atanya, we have a braisa that says, Asarat v'reim mevin t'adam lidei techtoniyot. There are 10 things that could cause a person to have problems with his bowels, what the Gemara calls techtoniyot, which might be what we call hemorrhoids. Ha'ochel alei kanim, someone who eats the leaves of kanim, maybe bamboo, maybe, I don't know. V'alei kfanim, and grape leaves. V'lulavei kfanim, I don't know exactly what that is. Rashi gives us a French word for it. Umorigei beima, the rougher parts of the animal's meat, like the cheek, the tongue, the inner stomachs. So that's something which the Gemara says is not healthy for tachtoniot, whatever that is. Veshidro shel dag, and the spine of a fish. Vedag maliach sheinom vushal kol tzokon, salty fish that's not cooked fully. Vashotesh imrei yain, and a person who drinks the sediment of wine. Vamkanech besidu v'chalsit, and someone who wipes himself with sid or pieces, shards of earthenware. Vamkanech betzol shekanech bochavro, and someone who uses a rock that his friend used to wipe himself in the bathroom. So those are all things the Talmud says can harm a person, and I guess cause something which seems like hemorrhoids. V'yeshumim samzei afatulatzmo bebeta kiseh. Also someone who hangs himself in the bathroom, and he keeps pushing and pushing, he'll tell me die more than he should. Meaning, there's a person who sits and his weight is on his knees. And there's a person who positions his weight in a way that it causes him to be more open than is natural. And that too, according to one opinion, is unhealthy. So here we said that spending too much time in the bathroom can cause this problem, this health problem. Here we said that it grants longevity. So the Gemara says it's not a question. Lo kasha hada marich betali. If he spends more time in the bathroom, but he doesn't position his weight in that fashion, that'll grant him longevity. Hadamarich velo tali. But if he positions his weight, depends. If his weight is in a way that he's like hanging, where he opens himself more than is natural, then that's unhealthy. But if he's just taking more time in the bathroom, so that is healthy. There was once an important Roman woman who said to Rabbi Yehuda Brebi Eloi, that's whenever you have Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yehuda Brebi Eloi. Panecha domim lemgadlei chazrim ulmalvei berebit. He was always shining. His face was like reddish. He was always, he looked like, he was always happy. So she said to him, you look like someone who's raising pigs or gives loans with interest. Those are two types of jobs where people make a lot of money and they're always walking around like they're on top of the world. Amale, so he said to him, Manuta ledidit avai osiran. Says, I promise, they're both prohibited for me. But, so then this Roman woman put him on the spot. And why do you look like that? So he didn't have a choice, he had the answer. He said, El esrim alba batekisei ika meushpizai lebe medusha. There are 24 bathrooms from my house to the academy where, or to the place where I stay. The place where I stay to the academy. Dechazlinan bedikan afshai bekulu. That when I go from my house, the place where I stay, till the academy, I make a stop in each of them to check that I'm really clean before I go learn or before I go daven. So you see that was a healthy thing, even though it made him look red in the end of the day. You know, his face didn't look so normal, natural, but the rabbis in their day held that was a healthy thing to do. The truth is that alternative medicine also says that a healthy thing to do is to go to the bathroom calmly and take your time there. I don't think we'd go 24 times, but we don't know how long the time was from his house to the academy, whatever. Rabbi Yehuda said three things shorten one's days and years. Someone who they ask him, come, you read the Torah, and he does not. They honor him, and they say, you leave benching. You hold the cup and leave benching, and he refuses it. That's why I don't know if you guys noticed, I don't refuse because of this Gemara. I'll refuse it before they offer it to me. But once they offer it, what can I do? And someone who puts himself in a position where he's like the leader, where he puts himself as the leader. How come one who's offered to read the Torah and he says, no, don't give me an aliyah. They call him up and he says, no, 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 give it to someone else. Because the pasuk says, the Torah is our longevity. And a person who says, no, 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 give it to someone else. So in heaven they treat that as he's saying, I don't need the blessings of the Torah either. The Torah is called our longevity. And that's why Sfardim are very careful that once a month they get an aliyah. If they won't get it in their shul, they get somewhere else. And that's why they try to buy their aliyahs too. Because when a person is offered a cup to bless Hashem and he refuses it, because the pasuk says, here, this is an interesting logic. The logic is, God says, I will bless those who bless you. So when I'm benching, how am I blessing Abraham's descendants? The answer is that the rabbis instituted a blessing in benching for the host. It's printed in many siddurim. We learned it earlier in the Gemara. It's not in all benches, right. It's one of the things that once you get the hang of it, it's good to know by heart because not every bencher has it. So, really, it's a Gemara and it's Alach and Shulchan Aruch. You should bench the Baal HaBayis. So you're going to end up benching the Baal HaBayis if you're leading benching. If you bench the Baal HaBayis, God told Abraham, I will bless those who bless you, which Chazal understood to mean the descendants of Avram as well. There was a Rav in Brooklyn. His name was Rav Avigdor Miller. You might have seen his farm. He used to always, when he'd walk by Mir, he lived next to the yeshiva Mir, the shul he was rabbi was down the block. He'd walk by Mir on his way to shul. It was such a yekke, they used to say you could set your clock by the time he walks by the window. When he'd walk by, he'd always bless the people of the yeshiva. And he'd always say, it's a good thing to bless Jews. God says, I will bless those who bless you. So it's always good to bless these people. A person who takes positions of leadership that also shortens one's life. Rav Chama bar Chanina taught, why did Yosef die before the other brothers? The pasuk describes their passing. It says, Yosef died and all the brothers. So you see, Yosef died before everyone else. Why? Because Yosef was the leader. And taking a position of leadership. It was the viceroy. That shortens one's life. Rav Yehuda said in the name Rav, three things require that you pray for them. Because they're in God's hand, and He decides who's going to get it and who not. The following things are in God's hands. And you got to daven for them. One is chalom tov, a good dream. Two is shina tova, good sleep. Three is melech tov, a good king. Chalom tov dichtiv atachlameni v'achayeni. The verse in Isaiah says that God gave him a dream and gave him life. So you see, dreams are in God's hands. Shina tova, good sleep, because the pasuk says tamidinish. I'm sorry, I said shina tova, good sleep. That's wrong. Shana tova, it's a good year, right? It's a good year. I got that wrong, right? Right. I got it wrong. You see where my mind is. Well, shana and shena. Sometimes if you leave the yud out, it could be the same thing. But you're right. It's shana tova, good year. Because the pasuk says, "Tamid enei Hashem lokecha ba mereshit shana ba dachrit shana." God is always looking at the land of Israel and deciding what kind of year it's going to have from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. So we ask Hashem to give us a good year. Melech tov, a good king. You know, it's funny. I read it and I said to myself, last time I read this Gemara, I don't remember seeing this line here. You know, and I'm looking at it and I'm wondering. I say, okay, it says it. But okay, that's what it is. A good year. Melech tov, a good king. D'chtiv pal gemayim lev melech b'yad Hashem. We say, the verse says in Mishlei, that God holds a king's heart in his hands. And God decides how a king will decide. And we have to remind ourselves that. Very often we think that, it's Obama. He's the problem. Chazal tells no. You know, he's going to get what he deserves. But the problem is with us, because Hashem guides the king. And we believe that a king has a level less of Bechira Chofshit than anyone else. Hashem holds on to his heart in a more direct way than he does everyone else, because what he does affects more people. So Hashem says, I hold on to his heart. And that's why we have to check ourselves when things seem not to be going properly. And that's one of the messages of Megillas Esther, by the way. Megillas Esther was the last book of Tanakh to be written. It's the book that gives us the outgoing message, so to speak, of the prophets. And the Megillah is showing us you can have a king make all the decrees in the world, but at the end of the day, it's a question of who you are, which will define how those decrees will work themselves out. And that's why the Megillah stresses a seemingly non-important point. It stresses how Mordechai and Esther overtook Haman's house. Haman was hung on the gallows that were set up for Mordechai. One of the themes of the Megillah, the Magid Midovna explains, is this concept. Although God is sending us in the hands of the nations, God is saying you should know that it's up to you how the nations will treat you. And the nations are but a stick in my hand, and the question is what type of people you will be. So we should merit the good things.